Up to Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 6, Mishnah 4 of Maseches Kilayim. We begin now with a discussion about trying to understand what the nature of a fruit-bearing tree is if I were to train my grapevine to grow around it. So says the Mishnah as follows, Hamadla es hagefen al nitzas ilan nachal. So if a person trains his grapevine on part of a fruit-bearing tree, Mutar lahavi zera al tachas hamoser. So one is allowed to plant seed beneath the rest of the tree where the vines haven't yet reached up until that point. Because when it comes to a fruit-bearing tree, so the parts of the tree that don't have the grapevine on it, they have their own purpose. Unlike the barren tree, which we've discussed previously in the last Mishnah yesterday, so the owner doesn't view the branches as secondary to the grapevine when they're actually producing their own fruit. But if the vine did grow further onto the part of the tree that is over those seeds, so he has to go ahead and turn the vine back to where it originally was so that it won't overhang over those seeds, because that seemingly would be an issue. Then says the Mishnah further, two stories that seem to agree with what we just said. Ma'aseh shahalach Rabbi Yeshua itzel Rabbi Yishmael l'chvar Aziz. So Rabbi Yeshua went to Rabbi Yishmael in the village of Aziz. V'her'ahu gefen mudla al mitzas te'ina. So Rabbi Yishmael showed him a grapevine that was trained on to a part of a fig tree. Amar lo, so Rabbi Yishmael said, Ma ani lahavi zera el tachas hamoser. He says, can I bring and plant seed under the rest of the tree where there is no grapevine that is growing? Amar lo mutar, so Rabbi Yishmael system, absolutely, 100%, that would be okay, because the fig tree is serving its actual useful purpose by itself, so a person won't consider it secondary to the grapevine, and therefore anything that's growing under the figs by themselves that do not have grapevine near it would be totally permissible. V'he'elahu misham levis hamaginya. And the Rabbi Shmuel then took Rabbi Yeshua from there to Beis Hamaginya. V'he'ahu gefen shehi mudla al mitzah sakura v'sadon shel shikma uvo koros harbe. And he showed him a grapevine that was trained onto like a large branch of a sycamore stump that had many branches, just for a little bit of context to understand what we're talking about over here. So there were branches that were growing out of this sycamore stump. Basically, sycamore trees, they used to be cut down to their stumps to kind of encourage and enable more branches to be growing, and then we would use these branches as building beams and the like. So again, so he showed him this grapevine that was trained on the part of a large branch of a sycamore stump that had many large branches. And again, here too, this is these sycamore stumps seem to have been they were their own primary purpose. So Rabbi Shmuel wants to know, am I allowed to plant underneath these other stumps? Amar lo, Rabbi Yeshua says back to him, Tachas hakura zo asur. Under this entire branch where the grapevine is growing, it's asur to plant something else. Vashar mutar, but under the rest of the branches, it's totally permissible to plant other species. That would be allowed. That was Mishnah Dalet. Now Mishnah Hay says as follows. We've been discussing fruit-bearing trees, barren trees. How do we define a barren tree? So you would say, oh, well, it's very easy to define a barren tree. A barren tree is a tree that does not grow any fruit. But says the Mishnah, maybe not. Ezehu ilan tzarach. What's considered a barren tree? Kol she'inu osa peros. Any tree that doesn't produce fruit. That seems to be the most logical way of understanding it. So any trees that are producing fruit would not be in this category of a barren tree. But then says the Mishnah further, a different opinion. Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says, ha'kol ilan tzarach. All trees, even those that do produce fruit, will be viewed as these ilan tzarach, these barren trees. Chutz min hazayas vaseina. Except for olive trees and fig trees, every other tree is going to be considered a barren tree. And then finally, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says, Kol she'in kamuhu notin sados shleimos. Any type of tree that is normally not planted in fields, like you don't usually plant a whole field of them, then harei ze ilan tzarach. That's going to be considered a barren tree. But if you have a tree that is planted as fields, then it will be considered a fruit-bearing tree. That brings us to the end of Mishnah. Hey, God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Vav. Have a wonderful day.